and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. This time out, we are watching the fourth episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, Heart of Blue. And we are going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Heart of Blue was the fourth episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on March 12, 2007, written by David Garber and directed by Britta Johnstone. You know, I wish they had said Operation Overdrive was the number one team. Since that's what they are.
So, what do you think is inside the scroll?
Only one way to find out. Pop that puppy open.
Oh man, you guys have got to check out the Hovertech cycle. Spencer's hooking me up.
Yes, and you will be hooked up when it's good and ready.
Anyone know what it is?
Nice setup.
Look familiar?
It's a sword!
It's Netru's sword. That's about all I know about it. We're gonna have to do some more research. Unless...
What makes you think I know any... Okay. The Sword of Neptune belonged to the God of the Sea, and it's actually made up of three scrolls, not just this one.
It's made up of scrolls?
Lead roll. Knowledge of martial arts a must.
Oh, come on, am I perfect or what?
You play a dwarf detective.
I can do it. That's why they call it acting.
Someone your own size.
You were saying?
Ooh.
Or at least closer to it.
Okay, I know he's using a stunt actor, but he's actually got some moves. Dax, I'm talking about. Ow! Surprised that didn't damage the monster suit.
You're right.
Yeah. Thanks.
Beautiful.
I mean, you're beautiful. I'm Dax.
So Dax, where'd you learn to move like that?
I'm a stuntman. Yeah. But if you
and a good one too.
We'll need a dance floor.
Okay.
Yeah, I got all the... Okay. I just asked you out, didn't I? And you just said yes, didn't you?
Yes. I did.
Found the two missing scrolls?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Anyone seen Dax?
Okay.
You're supposed to use the pole.
Sorry, I was thinking about someone and forgot to use a pole.
Forgot? Never mind.
Forgot the pole?
Are you researching more info on the Sword of Neptune?
No, was I supposed to do research?
Are you all right, Dax? Seems like your mind's been a little preoccupied lately.
It's love. I've seen it happen before. A woman's got him under a spell.
No way! I'm not under any spell.
Yeah, we can see that.
Oh, Lord.
While returning from the mechanics lab, I received this email.
Is it about my hovertech cycle?
The words patience is a virtue are lost on your generation.
It seems the other two scrolls were in the International Museum of Antiquities.
Were?
About 2 years ago, they were believed to have been stolen by Lady Penelope Easterbrook Smythe.
The Grey Manx? Her heist's a legendary. I've tried for years to recover artifacts she allegedly stole from museums. Never been able to catch her with a thing.
Then where would someone like her keep these scrolls?
I imagine that, like most ladies, she would keep her most precious possessions close to her. I believe she lives close by.
Let's go.
She just is well known in the area.
Your young lady, again.
Third time this week. It's getting serious. Guys, we have to go.
Wait.
We can talk to her later.
Of course I can. We got work to do. Let's go.
Third time this week already? That's a big jump.
Just be a couple of minutes.
A couple of minutes?
Surprise, surprise. We didn't think you were going to make it.
I even thought you were going to do something dumb like bring her along. Hey, come on, guys.
Uh-oh.
I thought you knew me better than that. I dropped her off around the corner, but I told her to stay there.
Guys, focus. Will's not out yet.
All clear on this end. I'll check out the south corridor.
Interesting how the spotlight's right on him.
Guys waiting for someone?
How did you...
Ta-da! Sword of Neptune, volumes 2 and 3.
Freeze!
Uh-oh.
There's 5 of us and only 2 of them. We're Power Rangers. Let's do something.
Hand it over. You took something that didn't belong to you.
Oh, man.
Well, so did she.
We don't know who we work for.
Evidently, you don't know who we work for.
They work for me.
Lady Penelope.
Enough.
Oh.
I'll take the scrolls. Dismissed. Time to end your suffering. Box an old lady, will we? Then let's do it.
Are you kidding me?
Better get these back to the mansion for safekeeping.
But Spencer...
The disguise. But Mr. Hartford thought you might need a little help. Now, you get back with those scrolls. I'll only slow you down.
Oh, this guy again.
Give me the scrolls.
Afraid not, Metalhead. Let's lock him up.
Yeah.
Ready.
Ready. Overdrive.
He looks like a lock and key kind of guy. I wonder if they're going to use that at all in this fight. You know, and going by the name of the title, I just realized that this Mirror Girl is wearing blue. That because of Dax, or is it mean something else? Ow.
I had an easy time beating this guy earlier. He must have taken his vitamins. Hey!
Dax!
Huh?
Be careful!
Get back, Mira! Gotcha! Mira!
Yeah.
We don't have a choice. Will, give me those scrolls.
What?
No!
Here. Sorry, guys.
Hurry up! Come on, give me that!
They're yours.
Suck it!
No!
Oh, good catch, I guess.
I'm sorry.
It's
okay. Sorry?
Boiled by love.
My friends think I'm changing. They said seeing you is interfering with my job. They think it will eventually jeopardize the mission.
Maybe they're right. I've become a distraction to you. No, you're up to big things. You're the right guy, but the timing's all off.
The right guy? Mira, wait.
You and your friends have to find those jewels. There's nothing more important than that.
Yes, there is. You are.
Did he already explain this to her?
Just have to get used to it. We're still going to see each other. I'm going to make this work.
Oh, he's not going to make this work.
Half an hour.
Give me that third scroll.
Never. Where's Dax? Three guests. First two don't count. Mira.
Wait, how did this get set up here? He did not seem to be happy about Mira.
A half hour's up. I'm here.
Great. I've got a little surprise for you. Let me just take care of this.
Now, why is he messing with the scroll?
The Heckapalooza concert? You know I wanted to go to this. You're the best.
Nothing's too good for you. I've just got to take care of some business. I'll meet you back here tonight. You know the way out. I'll see you later.
Okay. You be careful.
I don't know who's behind this delightful game, but maybe they could use a little help. Tillers!
Tillers!
This place looks cool. They haven't had this much trouble with chillers before. Oh, too many. Okay.
Spencer, is my Harbortech cycle ready for action?
I'll hook you up, sir.
Hook you up.
Oh yeah! Harbortech cycle, punching!
Is this gonna be like Ethan's hover cycle? Surprised they're giving him the cycle and not Red. Well, you guys suck. I think he'd do more damage if he didn't just shoot at their feet the whole time. They fly a long time. Uh-oh. Wondering when the hover part's going to come into play. There we go. Okay, the CGI is a little primitive, but not bad.
You know, for a while there, I really believed that it was me that you wanted.
Not as much as the Sword of Neptune.
Didn't I mean anything to you?
No.
Aw.
Who are you, Mira?
So Dax figured it out.
And you won't stop me. That's the problem with the human heart. It controls everything. And I control yours. Now out of my way, Blue Ranger.
Oh, good job, Dax.
Might I inquire why you're not out fighting to save the world with the others?
They're better off without me. I messed up everything. Why didn't I see it earlier?
See what, sir?
That Mira was not the sweet, innocent girl of my dreams, but a cunning intergalactic warrior who was after the five jewels.
Believe it or not.
How do you know she was intergalactic?
You do?
Also, this is not the time for him to be doing this.
My heart has been broken on more than one occasion.
So, how do you get over it?
Time. But one thing that will help you now is to rely on your friends. Oh, romances will come.
Oh, and to beat the crap out of a bunch of foot soldiers and a monster probably helps too.
Always there for each other.
I need you to do something for me.
Certainly, sir.
Oh, hey, look, Sentai footage just finally kicked in.
He's absorbed the power of the first two scrolls. Four of you could never stop him. I knew Dax was too good for her.
Hey, I'm back and ready to rock.
Give it up, Rangers. Thanks to Dax, we now have the three scrolls.
When did it become nighttime? Well, that was a lot easier. Oh, ninja time! Oh, they can teleport. Nice.
I'm in.
Damn.
It's a fake. Dex, you tricked me.
And you, me.
Oh, that's why he was messing with it. Really?
Let's see what this baby can do with a little scroll power.
But you only have one of the three. Oh. She's just going to let him pick him up.
Three scrolls. No waiting. That service with a smile.
Miratrix is just going to let him pick them up.
Locked and dropped.
Ah, locked and dropped. I wonder if they actually did that on purpose, since they have a ninja bad guy.
I guess we all.
And lock and drop was a big thing on Ninja Storm.
My eyes open, I might never have figured her out.
What gave her away?
For one, the only time I saw that monster was when she was around.
That's not much to go on.
But then she let it slip that she knew we were looking for the jewels. I never told her.
Ah.
I'm sorry, guys.
Ah.
To get sidetracked like that. I can't blame you. She was hot. Evil, but hot. Thanks. Now let's check out this sword.
Yeah. Ooh.
The jewel's gone. Now
figures.
Anybody ever been to St. Lucia in the Caribbean?
All right, I wonder how long this is going to go on, but so it definitely seems like we're getting a serialized story. Although time is a little weird, because it didn't seem like much time had passed, but three times in a week. But, yeah, you know, that wasn't terrible. Am I dulling? I'm watching these? I swear that wasn't bad. The acting wasn't terrible. It actually was pretty. The time thing, though. The fight. They fought all freaking day. Are you kidding me? Actually, that happens a lot in Power Rangers. I don't know. I know for a fact that that's not how that scene worked out in the Sentai, but, you know, whatever. But it's amazing how little Sentai they used in this one. Granted, last episode was like mostly Sentai. So, anyway. All right, well, that's going to do it for this time out. Next time, we'll be watching the fifth episode, which is entitled Weather or Not. Weather is like, you know, meteorological weather, not, you know, the normal way you would spell it in that phrase. Anyway, I hope you all have a good one, and I will see you next time.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Toon True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by ToonTrueFreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.